Hello, Sublette County. This is Albert Summers reporting to you from Cheyenne on Saturday the 21st. In the Appropriations Committee, we finished motions on Friday to complete the supplemental budget bill. There is no supplement in this bill. It is a deficit reduction bill. The state of Wyoming has about a $100 million biennial structural deficit in its budget, the difference between revenue in and expenditures out. And we have spent the last week cutting agencies to reduce that deficit. We do have a rainy day account, which will be utilized, but in the end, we need to continue to work on this structural deficit. Much of our solution for this deficit is to move agencies that were once entirely funded from their own revenue sources, but are now partially funded from the general fund, back to their own revenue sources. During the good years, we could support more services from our general fund revenues, but times have changed. In this proposed budget, agencies like the Wyoming Game and Fish Department, the Wyoming Livestock Board, the Wyoming Department of Transportation, and the State Engineer's Office will move back to more traditional funding sources, which will help take the pressure off of our general fund deficits. These agencies have already seen an 8% reduction in their budget through the governor's actions in the summer, and this budget will confirm those cuts. Further cuts to personnel in these agencies will occur due to this budget. The Appropriations Committee will examine legislation to allow the Wyoming Game and Fish Commission to raise fees by 11.5%, the Wyoming Livestock Board to raise fees by 25%, and the Wyoming Department of Transportation to raise fees in order to maintain some of the current programs without utilizing general fund dollars. Everyone in Sublette County will be affected by these potential fee increases and the reduction of services these agencies provide. There will be no easy decisions because the easy cuts to state agencies have been made. The 2017-2018 budget and the supplemental budget has eliminated hundreds of jobs in state government, including community colleges and the University of Wyoming. This week alone, we cut 49 positions, and as part of our budget reductions, we will offer a proposal to cut 70 more positions out of state government through the next fiscal year by enacting a hard freeze that requires a position to be eliminated for every two vacancies that occur. Left to their own devices, agencies seem to cut services to the citizens before they will cut people from their agencies. We made an effort to cut position before services. Serving on the Appropriations Committee during the largest decline in revenues in Wyoming's history has been one of the hardest challenges in my life. It is difficult to cut people from their jobs, cut services to the developmentally disabled, cut theft investigators serving your own industry, and proposing raising fees. However, these are difficult times, and the easy targets have already been hit. We heard House Bill 32, the Ski Safety Act, in Committee of the Whole on Friday. This bill would provide skiers and lift operators more responsibility in statute for best ski safety practices, while decreasing the liability that lift owners could incur in a lawsuit. I supported this bill because it was supported by our local ski area. This bill barely passed in Committee of the Whole, as the lawyers in our body were split over this change in law. There were concerns that this legislation could damage other forms of recreational liability because it exempted one sport from the current recreation statutes. Would a judge view rodeo differently going forward because skiers are held to a higher standard? I will continue to support this legislation, but recognize it could open a can of worms. However, one of our jobs as legislators is to put the worms back in the can, so I am willing to cross that bridge when it comes. I look forward to your comments at albert@albertsummers.com. Thank you.